Truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Good morning, everybody. Isn't it just amazing how fast these weeks go by? It's Tuesday morning again. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to welcome all of you who've come and joined me here this morning for Morning Coffee with Dr. T. We get together each week on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time to have an open forum question and answer so we can be a little bit closer to our audience. You know, over the last 20 years or more, I've given literally thousands of interviews on radio, TV, podcasts, at conferences, et cetera. And it's been mostly about vaccines, but because I'm a board certified physician with way too many years, decades of experience behind me, I want to talk to you more about things more than just vaccines. So that's why one of the reasons why we set up this morning coffee. To think of this event as a place where we can go and have a cup of coffee in the morning and sit around and talk. As a matter of fact, I'm going to change my background as we're talking here because I did this intentionally to make it be a little bit more. Oh, wait a second. I'm not going to do that one. Let's do this one. There we go. We're going to have a coffee shop this morning where we can talk. So good morning, everybody. Again, thank you so much for being here. It is Tuesday morning. You know, it's interesting how fast these week goes by. I just wanted to say that briefly. It's that, I have a vitamin pill box at home or upstairs. Downstairs is where my studio and all this lights and stuff is. It's a Sunday through Saturday, and then it's got four slots in it for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. And on Sunday night, it's one of the things that I do is I fill up all my vitamins for a week. And it's pretty interesting. I take vitamins, just to let you know, I take vitamins 6 days a week. I take them Monday through Saturday. I don't take anything except my thyroid and my blood pressure medicine on Sunday. And then I fill up my my pill box on Sunday night. And I just wanted to, you know, I was just curious because I take a lot of vitamins, you know, just for overall health and for all the wonderful things that vitamins and supplements do for your body. And I hear people complain a lot about, oh man, it just seems like I'm taking so many supplements. So I'm just kind of curious. For people who are listening with us here this morning and over there on Cloud Hub or whatever, how many of you, I'm just going to ask you this question, just post it up in the chat. How many of you think that you take a lot of vitamins? How many of you think that, oh my gosh, I take a lot of vitamins. In fact, sometimes I feel like that's what I do all day long is just swallow pills. I'm just curious on how many of you think you take a lot of vitamins. Because just for fun, yesterday, I counted how many pills, individual pills that I take. So that, because I was kind of curious, because I divided into the four little slots. It's, you know, on my pill box, it's a, you know, morning, a.m., lunch, afternoon, and evening. And I put this in through the week. And then there's a separate little pill box of the ones that I take with my blood pressure pill, my one blood pressure pill that I take in the morning. And there's a separate one of those that I take right after I take the blood pressure pill. And then I usually eat a tangerine or a half a banana or something like that. And then I go in the bathroom and do all my stuff to get ready. And there's another pill bottle in there. I take three more. And then I come out. And then the morning and the afternoon ones, I put them in my hand. And I put them in a little glass cup, and I put them next to my computer upstairs. So when I'm working all day, through the course of the day from morning until maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I just take, you know, a couple at a time, and just kind of like you would M&Ms or something, just to kind of like, so I don't take them all at once. So I counted them. I take 45 pills a day. Pills. 24 different supplements, 45 pills. Some I only take one a day. Some I take two a day. I don't take, there's only one. I take Kelex, which is the chelator that I take two in the morning and two at night. But I take 45 pills a day. And that includes two thyroid pills in the morning, one blood pressure pill in the morning, and two in the evening. 45. It's just become a routine for me. And I think it's partly why I've recovered so quickly. It's partly why I think I feel really good, because all the different combinations of things that I take, some are for my heart, some are for my MTHFR problem, some are for my back, some are for my blood pressure. I take glucocontrol every day just to balance out my blood sugar. I found that black seed oil, this one little capsule that I take, it's 2,000 milligrams a day, has really helped to lower and balance my blood pressure. And I think between the black seed oil and the CoQ10 natokinase, the things that I take are, you know, soon. I mean, I think soon, it's only been, you know, 5 months. And I think, you know, my goal is to get off of the blood pressure medication that I won't need it. And I'll be able to do it with exercise. I've lost 20 pounds and with the supplement regimen that I have. So when people tell me, oh, I don't want to take all those supplements, quite frankly, I don't have a lot of empathy for that. I don't have a lot of empathy for that, because this is my normal regimen. It's what I've gotten used to, and I'll probably continue this for a while, you know, because I feel good. I mean, other than my back pain that we're really working on, I had some prolotherapy done last week, and, you know, some different things that I do, that's back pain is really the only, that and some little bit of leg weakness on my left side, which is kind of where the stroke started to begin with. So I think that because that's where it started, it's going to take the longest to repair, recover, reroute, you know, those neurons. But that's why when people say, well, I don't want to spend the money on supplements, I don't want to take that many pills, it just gags me to have to take all those pills, I don't have much empathy for that. I really don't, because this is what I do 6 days a week. You know, I just don't do anything. I take it on Sunday because I do feel like your body needs a little bit of a rest. And if you've, you know, accrued any additional nutrients, it gives your body a day to kind of like metabolize things and get rid of those things. So when we talk about supplements, you know, in our morning coffee or in our Friday favorites or any other time when we talk about it, I walk the talk, man. I do it. And in addition to these, I do my zeolite spray. My bottle of zeolite is sitting right there next to my little place where I have all my vitamins, and I have the vitamins all, I'm in a box that are in the drawer in my kitchen. So on Sunday night, I pull out the box and I fill up my little pill box. And then I have another little corner up in my cabinet for my extra things. And so I've got a little system down. And I think that's what you need to do. Now, I see a couple of things over here in the chat where people say, yeah, I don't take them consistently. Well, you should. I mean, you know, they're there for a reason, and either they're things that you've chosen to take, or your natural doctor, your naturopath, your nurse practitioner, or somebody that you work with has made recommendations. You know, they are there. They are therapeutic foods. They are therapeutic supplements for certain things that are there to help your body heal, recover if you've had an illness, or to keep you well and keep you from getting sick. So, you know, we talk a lot about supplements because it's a part of our business. And since I'm not seeing patients anymore, it's the business, how I make the money and make a living, and how my staff does. And so we certainly love and appreciate your support. I mean, we know there's tons and tons of options out there. So for those of you that choose to shop in our store and do those things, I'm really super grateful for that. So I wanted to just tell you that I don't have a lot of empathy for people that say, oh, there's three pills a day, I don't want to take that much. I take 45 pills a day. every day, and I'm really consistent. I may miss one little container once a week. I mean, I really am pretty consistent on that. So set yourself up a program, get something that's regimented, set it in your kitchen or your bathroom or someplace that's a place that you see it and makes it convenient, because if it's stuffed up in your cupboard somewhere, you're not going to see it. It's not going to be convenient. You're probably going to be hit or miss if you're busy and doing lots of things in the morning like everybody is. So set yourself up a place where you can put this in motion and you can be consistent with it. You will. And the other thing about taking vitamins is that, you know, it's not like I have a headache, I'll take an aspirin or an Aleve and it'll go away. I mean, these are things that are happening on a cellular level in your mitochondria, in your lungs, in your colon, in your kidneys, in your brain, in all these different places that are happening at a way that you don't really know that they're doing what they're doing. You just know that they're there. And over time, the cumulative effect is that it will make you feel better. And so that's really important for you to do, is to set something up in a little protocol for yourself, and that you can get into a routine that this is what you do, and you just do it every day, just like brushing your teeth and combing your hair. I mean, it's something that you kind of do. It will be better for you. And I want to start out with some other thank yous. First thank you is thank you for supporting what we do. And if you're not a member of our email list, please go out and sign up for our email list so that you can. We put out three emails a week. We don't hammer you with that. They come out consistently Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday tells you what we're going to do and who the guests are going to be this week. So if they're really something of interest, you can mark your calendar and you can know you can come in and watch one of our podcasts, or you can mark your calendar to watch it later. Wednesday is an educational day where we have lots of educational material. And interestingly enough, Wednesday is kind of our best day for opens and reads. And then Friday, and we'll talk about here for just a little bit, since we're talking about nutrition, Friday is our Friday favorites. And honestly, I mean, we always have deals and specials and good articles and reflections on my Substacks and things like that. I mean, even if you don't purchase anything, please, if you're part of our email list, please open up Fridays and look at Friday favorites. I love that email. I mean, I think that my team does just an extraordinarily good job of putting things together, and they're beautiful. And just, you know, as a favor to my team, just pay attention and, you know, appreciate their work, because they work really, really hard. And Friday favorites, you know, really kind of show that. So I wanted to thank everybody for participating with that. I also wanted to thank everybody. Last week, I went into quite a bit of detail about what's happening with my state medical board issues between the state of Ohio and the state of California. And we filed the legal brief this week. It's called a mandamus something. I forget what the second word is. It's a Latin word that we put the medical board in Ohio on notice again that we were going to do this. And what this legal action does is, if the court accepts it, it's really asking the court to tell the state medical board to do their job. I paid their fine, which was a lot of money that came out of pocket to do that. I answered all their questions. I've done everything they've asked me to do. And we turned this in the 1st of January, and we've gotten nothing back from them but crickets. And now the state of California is saying, well, if Ohio's sanctioning you, we should sanction you too. And we sent a long letter back to them explaining what was going on in Ohio and saying there's no reason for them to do anything with my license. I'm not even seeing patients out there. So I'm not putting anybody in harm's way. So for those of you that donated to my defense fund, which is drtempany.com, let me see. I think it's drtempany.com/defend DRT. I mean, any little, any amount of support that any of you can do, it's drtempany.com/defend DRT. All of that money, 100% of any of those donations just goes into a separate bank account that I've set up just specifically for my legal fees. So I really, really appreciate that. Some of you really went over and above, and it's really much gratitude and appreciation for that. So I wanted to thank everybody who had done that and anybody else that wants to do it in the future. Now you got the URL that you can go and do that. And one last thing I want to talk about is I got two messages this morning about these fake accounts. I mean, I would have to hire another full-time person that they would have to go through all of our social media accounts on Twitter/X, Telegram, Rumble, mostly on Truth Social, mostly on Telegram and on X, for all the fake accounts that get set up in my name. And then they start spamming people about things like, you know, call me and I'll tell you how to set up these, you know, wallets and these Bitcoin accounts. Well, first and foremost, I don't dabble in Bitcoin. I think, and I get taken to task by some of my friends on this on a pretty regular basis. I have several friends that are really highly invested in Bitcoin. And, you know, they're laughing at me because Bitcoin is now what, almost back up to $70,000 a coin. And they're like, yeah, my whole retirement plan is over the next 3 years is based on this. Well, good luck, because in 1 minute that could go to zero. And if we think our Federal Reserve notes, our dollars in the United States and around the world, but particularly in the U.S., our Federal Reserve notes are fiat currency and based on air. Well, what is Bitcoin based on? It's less than air. So if you guys see a spam that's like something about Bitcoin or something about sign up or something that just doesn't even seem like me, it's not. And it's coming from Twitter, or it's coming from Truth Social, or it's coming from Twitter. Please report them. And how you know that it's, how you can tell really quickly whether or not it's my real account where we post information, or if it's a fake account, just look how many people are in that account. I mean, on Twitter, we have like 145,000 followers. And on Telegram, it's over 100,000. I'm not sure about Truth Social, but I'm sure it's, you know, in the tens of thousands. And so if you see that who sent it, they have a couple hundred followers, you know that that's a fake account. That's not me. Please, you know, block it and report it. That will be of great help to us and to me. So if you see those things, please report those. I mean, people will send me to people that are friends of mine will shoot me a text message and say, hey, I just got this from you. Is this a fake account? And I say, yes. And they'll say, okay, I'll go and I'll report it. I'm not sure why they even have to run it by me. You can tell, first of all, I don't spam. None of us spam anybody. Nobody on my team. I don't do it. Nobody does it. So if you're getting some sort of spammy fake something, it's not us. And if the account has, you know, hundreds of followers instead of hundreds of thousands of followers, that's not us either. So anything that you see like that, just know that somebody set up another fake account in my name, which seems kind of weird. I mean, it's the way that it is, but that seems kind of weird. So, and I just want to mention that last night on my Bridie on TV show was my monthly update with Twyla Braze from Citizens Council of Health Freedom. Oh my gosh, we hit it out of the park last night. We had so many things to talk about. Twyla, her team sends us a list of topics. Oh, you know, usually, you know, when she comes in on Monday night, they usually send them at the end of the preceding week. So we've got topics that we can, you know, cover. We covered about half of the topics that she wanted to get out last night. And so if you missed it last night, it should be available today on Brideon, or we are reposting our Brideon shows on my Substack page on Eye on the Evidence on Thursdays. And this morning coffee we're posting on Tuesdays. And, you know, if you're a member over there on the on my Substack page, there's a lot of cross-posting we do. I mean, there's two Substack pages. One is drtenpenny.substack.com. That's Eye on the Evidence. Talk more about medical things with references and links to PubMed articles and stuff like that. And then on Sunday, I post on tenpennywalkwithgod.substack.com. It's my give back. And this is a good place to announce that somewhere in the next, by the end of the week or the first part of next week, my first book will be coming out. that I haven't, that, Michelle's showing, or somebody's showing that sleep in the pineal gland. That is the, those are the ones, those are some of the topics that we've covered in the last couple of weeks on autoimmune disease. And what does it really mean when it says natural on the food label? And or what does it really mean to have an organic food label? So those are some of the things that we do on Eye on the Evidence. And then the other one that we have, if you go up to the dashboard right there and click down, you can see the Walking with God. So these are the ones that we have done in the last week. I did the week before, we talked about sleep, and I did an update this last week on that. We talked about the Holy Spirit and, you know, that one weird trick in getting all your prayers answered that the way that you want. Honestly, that was a repost from a friend of mine. And if you read the first sentence of that Substack, the first sentence says, yes, the title was 100% clickbait. You know, right there, also, right there, it says, so if right up at the top above the picture, okay, I'll admit the headline was pure clickbait. I'm guilty. Now, I can tell you by the number of messages that I got of people saying they couldn't believe that I would actually write about a trick from the of how to get your prayers answered. Honestly, it was so obvious that they didn't read it, because the entire rest of the message talks about asking, you know, when you pray for something, you say, in, you know, thy will be done. So the entire article was about asking in Jesus' name, but asking from a perspective of thy will be done. You know, I want X, but God, do you want me to have X? As above, so below, thy will be done in Jesus' name. So the entire article was about that. But I got so many text messages of people saying, I can't, and they were angry. People were really mad at me for writing, you know, that. And it was obvious they didn't read it, because the very first sentence says, this was reposted from a friend of mine who admitted right up front that the title was clickbait. Anyways, if you like those two Substacks, those are what I do on Saturday and Sunday. We repost other things like a podcast there. And on by the end of this week or the first part of next week, my first book will be coming out, which is a compilation of all the Substacks I've done on Walking with God over the last 3 years. It's going to be a book one and a book two. Book one is coming out. It's called Walking with God. It's going to be available in an ebook format on drtenpenny.com. It will be available in print, and it will also be available in limited edition hardback copies. I'm really proud of it. I mean, it's taken hundreds of woman hours, because it was four women who worked on this, me and Diane and Jackie and a longtime friend of mine that's been part of our boot camps for a really long time, Laura Fisher Anderson, which she goes by LFA. She's our copywriter, and it's going to be available. We wanted to get it out by Easter, and it'll either be sometime this week or the first part of next week. And book two will be coming out for Mother's Day. And book three that I'm writing on about my stroke, or not my stroke, the stroke, it's called Me and My Brain, Lessons from the Bench, will be coming out sometime in the fall. And there's another book that I'm really working on. Oh my gosh, it's so much work. It's about some of the things of what's happening with our food, the vaccines and additives that are in our food. I kind of think that in the future, I'm going to be a vegetarian after I eat up all the meat that's in my freezer, unless I know specifically where meat and chickens and fish are coming from. What they do to our food is absolutely disgusting. So anyways, that's what I do in my spare time. I do a lot of writing. And thank you so much for supporting that. I just want people to read it. So my Substacks are free. They're not hidden behind a paywall. Yes, there are links in there, because it's a way that we can get out and reach people. And if anybody's got any other ideas on how to grow my Substack pages, and I know there's a lot of competition. There's a ton of people that are writing on Substack now. But if you like and share them and you can help me grow them, I would really appreciate it. That would be really good. So let me see. I also want to talk just a little bit about our Friday Favorites newsletter this week because it was about nutrition. And we've been talking about vitamins and supplements this morning. So the health tip this week was about blood sugar levels causing your weight. And we talked a bit about glucose control. Now, glucose control is a supplement that we use, and I take it every day. And I'm telling you, now I mentioned earlier that sometimes you don't take, when you take supplements, you can't really tell whether or not it's really helping because it's working on a cellular level. Well, I can tell you that glucose control is something that you know that works. It takes out the munchies, it takes out the cravings, it balances out your blood sugar. You just feel better all day long because you've got a balanced blood sugar. You're not getting in the hangries. You know, I get hungry and it is dropping your blood sugar. It's not, it takes for me, it takes away that munchy feeling or and just because my blood sugar is steady. So we talked about that a lot. Another thing I wanted to thank people for, and this is part of our newsletter too, is for those of you who've already registered for our 5 Docs boot camp. We only have like, a week and a half left before we actually start the boot camp on April the 4th. So you can still register by going to learningforyou.org, learning the number 4YOU.org/5Docs2024. There's been some videos, some short little videos that my team has put together that are just eye-popping. They're really, really good. I got the PowerPoint back yesterday. I'm making some adjustments on that of what I'm going to be talking about that has to do with censorship and some of the things that I've dug into and found of what's happening that people may not know about and they need to know about. That's going to be my session talking about censorship, and Lee Merritt is going to be with me. So every week for 5 weeks, you'll see two of the 5 Docs, one that's the main presenter and the second person who's a contributor and chiming in. And all of those things will be recorded. If you miss one of them, they will be recorded. If you've paid for joining the boot camp, it will be in the Learning for You portal that you can go back and listen to them over and over again. You'll have lifetime access to that. And you can see, I mean, I love that landing page. Didn't they do just an incredible job on that landing page? And then on Saturday, the May the 4th, I think it's May the 4th, we
That's
are, what?
May 4th is correct.
Yeah, May 4th. It's Saturday, May the 4th, so you may want to mark your calendars now that we're doing a webinar, a 4-hour webinar with all 5 Docs at the same time that we're going to be doing. It's like 2 hours, then we'll take a short break, and then we'll do another hour, then we'll have an hour of Q&A on solutions for mind, body, and spirit. So a lot of the things through the boot camp, we'll be talking about kind of things that may not be the happiest things, but you can't, unless you're aware of it, you can't fix it. So unless you know what's going on, you can't address it. I mean, if you're just an ostrich and you hide your head in the sand and you don't really know what's going on in the world, how can you do anything any differently? So on the solutions webinar on that Saturday, we'll be coming up with solutions to some of the things that we've talked about and other types of things for mind, body, and spirit. So I really hope that you'll join us. Again, for the radio listeners, it's learningforyou.org/5Docs2024. Please join and come with us. So I think you'll really, really enjoy it. You won't want to miss it. It's really going to be a lot of, you're getting a big bang for your buck to spend all this time with the 5 Docs. And also, this coming Thursday night is a 5 Docs regular scheduled event. It's the fourth Thursday night of the month on critically thinking. We have some really important things to go over on Thursday night. We, the 5 Docs, have been having a lot of discussions behind the scene. We have a private chat channel for just the 5 of us, and we have been talking a lot about a lot of things. We're going to be discussing some really important things on that Thursday, so we'll hope that you'll join us. I also wrote, because this Friday focus was on nutrition, the Tenpenny Report that Jackie writes, we have lots of different writers, but there was one, it was, that was up this week, was called One Diet Soda Per Day Triples Your Dementia Risk. triples. Can you imagine? So we're talking about that. We talked about the weight loss drugs, you know, about Ozempic. Oh, it's a horrible drug. I've had a lot of conversations with Brian Artis about it and how that the base of that drug comes from a venom. It's a venom-based drug because it paralyzes your stomach. They have a huge, 10,000 people, I believe, is the number that they already have signed up for a class action lawsuit against Ozempic because they ended up with permanent gastroparesis. And gastroparesis is that when you eat and your food goes into your stomach and your stomach, you know, grinds it up a bit, and then it passes down into your small intestine where most of the absorption takes place. And then the waste goes out through your colon to go out through your stool. Gastroparesis means that peristalsis from your esophagus all the way through to your rectum, where the food goes in, gets digested and absorbed, and the waste goes out, stops. It's poisoned. And that's one of the ways how Ozempic works, is that because the food that you eat doesn't get processed and move forward, it gives you the sensation of being not hungry. So you don't eat. And so basically it's a starvation plan. And people with gastroparesis means that that stops permanently. And it's all kinds of horrible problems. Sometimes you have to have surgery for a megacolon. There's all kinds of things that happen. So I wrote an article about Ozempic, and that was part of our newsletter this week. So I'm looking at the questions in here this morning. We only have one. It says, every summer I go to Lakeside. And for those of you that are listening in from outside the state of Ohio, maybe even in the state of Ohio, but down near closer to Cincinnati, Lakeside is a community, obviously, on Lake Erie. It's been around for, oh gosh, probably 100 years. They have kind of century homes and things there. It's a private gated community. You have to be a member to get in there, except when they're holding special events. People go there for the summer. They sort of stay there for the summer. So Lakeside is kind of a cool little place that people go to around Northeast Ohio. So did I ever go to Lakeside? Yes, I've been there a few times. And back in the day, when before my mother passed away, she passed in 2007. My mom is an artist, a self-taught artist, and you should see some of the artwork I have in my house that she did on huge canvases. The canvases are like 5 foot tall by 3.5 foot wide, and she was incredible. And she used to show, they have a summer event at Lakeside. It's a art fair. And the first year she showed there, and I always like to tell this story because I was so proud of her. The first year she showed there in the amateur division, and she won first place. So she spent all winter going up to the next year painting up a storm, and she entered a bunch of paintings in the following year. And because she won first place in the amateur division the preceding year, she had to compete in the amateur, with the professional level. So these are people who make a living from painting. So she entered 6 paintings into the professional level that she'd worked on all year. And she won 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th place, and the number one most ranked ever honorable mention. So she did. So yes, she, so I'm always, whenever we hear Lakeside, I always think about that and like to tell that story about my mama, because she was an incredible painter and she never had an art lesson ever. She completely taught herself to do oil paintings and charcoals. She's super talented. She's just a super talented gal. So it would be great to have me do a lecture there, but I know they are still very pro-vax. Well, in order to do a lecture out there, Lisa, you have to be sponsored and you have to be invited. And then they have to be willing to do the marketing inside of their community. And it's an older community. And probably a lot of retired physicians and attorneys that are out there. So if you are a member over there in Lakeside and you would like to get something like that set up, it has to be an internal invite. I can't just go, hey, I want to do a lecture over here. It has to be done from the inside. but it would be kind of fun to do. It would be kind of interesting. I would be curious to know if people would show up. But thank you for saying that. We'll see if that turns into anything. So Whitney says, I have thoughts on coffee. Healthy, not healthy. What is too much? Well, it's here's my morning coffee. And my cup this morning says, normal is not coming back, but Jesus is. This is my cup for this morning. And I have my light Mike Lindell, you know, My Pillow coffee, dark roast, 100% organic. And we got a lot of answers back. You know, last week on Morning Coffee, when I talked about this, there were a lot of really good questions that came up. Michelle, I don't know if you have that handy.
Yeah, let me pull that up.
That we sent off, we collated the questions that came up from Morning Coffee last week and sent it over to Mike Lindell's team and asked them to answer the questions, which they really did. And I think we're probably going to write an article about it. Do you have it handy?
I'm looking through our 5,000 messages back to each other. Give me one second. Let me put it up on email. One sec.
Okay. So when she's got it, we'll read it. We'll read the answers because it is 100% organic from the bean all the way till when it's in, goes into your bag, and you can buy it as beans or you can buy it as in grounds. And I mentioned this last week, I don't usually get dark roast because dark roast coffee always tastes kind of bitter. It's got kind of an aftertaste to me, but this dark roast coffee is smooth and it's really, really tasty. They have actually published in the medical literature that they've done research on your question here, Whitney, about coffee, about how much. And they've actually published that 2 cups a day is actually good for you. And so, oh, there it is. Yeah, I'll pull it over here and I'll read it to you guys. One of the questions is it mold free? The answer is yes. The coffee is consistently tested for mold and mildew. All test results have been negative. Question number 2, how are the beans processed? Decaffeinated, they use Swiss water processing, decaffeinated using Swiss water method to extract caffeine from the raw coffee beans as naturally as possible without compromising flavor. Question number 3 was, is there a decaf option? Yes, there is a decaf offer, and the medium roast is one of 4 roasts available. Are the single brand farm source? Multi farms within the same region are used to ensure quality and consistency. Wait a minute, where'd that go? Oh gosh, I just lost it.
You want me to read the rest one of them?
Yeah, read the rest of it because I just lost it.
No problem. Okay, what are the farming practices of the source farm, i.e. are they committed to and practice regenerative farming? And she says, there's no tilling the soil at all. Plants are pruned every 5 years and replaced every 25 to 30. The 6th question was, regarding organic certification, what is certified organic? Just the beans or the entire process from planting to growing to maintenance to harvesting to roasting to packaging? And they replied, organic certification covers the beans, farm, and processing, including transportation, storage, and roasting. Then they sent an additional note that said, beans are never frozen. They're kept fresh at room temperature, chemical-free processing, mycotoxin-free, methylene chloride-free, food safety certified by USDA, AIB, and certified organic by CCOF. They are pesticide-free, artisan small batch roasting in Miami, Florida. My coffee is made with 100% organic non-GMO Arabica beans roasted in the USA. Beans are grown in Honduras, where the volcanic soil and humid climate combine to create the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants. Each batch is tested for aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards. Decaffeinated using, like you said, the Swiss water method to extract caffeine from raw coffee beans as naturally as possible without compromising flavor. Type of grind, fine granular sand, not powder, called drip ground. And it says, allow for the most flavor to be extracted from the coffee. And a more coarse grind is for French press or pour over. And these folks should be buying whole bean and grinding it themselves. Acidity levels are low due to the beans being sourced from altitudes and origins that are naturally low in acid, and the beans are roasted using a proprietary roasting system that removes the acidity. They were really thorough.
Wow. There are two comments I want to make about that. First of all, whoever wrote all those questions, do you question that of every coffee bean that you get? I mean, seriously, those are really intense questions. I mean, do you go to Giant Eagle or Trader Joe's or wherever you get your coffee and ask them all those questions about coffee beans? I don't know that you would, but those are really intelligent questions, and thank you for asking them. And the second thing is, man, they really know their stuff, and they really did an incredible job of answering those questions. So that's why when I drink about 2 cups a day. On the rare occasion, I may have maybe a half a cup in the afternoon. But usually, and actually, I usually have a 1 cup that I heat up multiple times. And and so when you have a coffee like this from MyPillow, from their coffee, and it doesn't have any mold in it, it's not extracted with any chemicals, it's not used any, you know, they use it in the highest possible way that they can. Gosh, I would say that 2 to 3 cups a day would be just fine. You know, it's not, you know, it is a long standing, it's kind of a nutrient. I mean, when you drink a ton of coffee, it's like a lot. Like back in the day when I was in the ER, I used to drink pretty much like a pot a day. And it was so highly loaded with all kinds of chemicals because we just got the cheap stuff. When you're drinking that much, it's very hard on your adrenals. And I drank so much coffee back in the day that I got xanthine toxicity, which xanthine is one of the chemicals that are in coffee beans. And it's like, and it caused me to have cardiac arrhythmias and all kinds of things. I had a big, big cardiac workup. And at the end of the day, it was, you drink too much coffee. So I would say that drink the best kind of quality coffee that you can, stick to around 2 cups a day, because that's been published in the medical literature to be like, this seems to be okay at 2 cups a day. And, you know, Heather, I don't know if you put the link up there. I can't really see the chat, but, you know, it's my store. I don't know what the link is. Michelle, do you know what it is? It's my store something. It's not mypillow.com. It's another place where you go for the coffee.
Heather? One moment.
Okay. Yeah. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, you really do get a discount, because I've reordered mine already. I went through my bag and I've reordered it already. And, you know, I just bought some new sheets for my upstairs guest bedroom and a new comforter, and used DRT at mypillow.com and got a really nice discount from doing that. So when we talk about, you know, the things that we promote, we use them. We use our own things. So it's, you know, yeah, there we go.
I just want to show people what I normally do when I can't remember a link. So I'll just go to my store and then, you know, type in coffee, just because sometimes it's just easier. And then you can go and find it, and it's right there. It's the one that's the blue one. There you go. And then you can choose what you like. I like the beans because I like to grind my own coffee, but Dr. Tenpenny, the one that we showed last week, where we had coffee at your place, Dr. T, was the already pre-ground bag. Coffee.
When I reorder, I'm going to get the beans. So
yeah. Oh yeah, you do grind them yourself too.
Yeah, I grind them myself.
Yeah, I noticed.
That's a good way to remember that. Just go to mystore.com/ and then just type in coffee. That's a simple way to kind of get to that sort of link. You know, mystore.com, type in coffee, and that will take you to the link. And you can see from there, they have light roast, medium roast, dark roast. They have a decaf medium roast, and you can get it as whole bean, as coffee pods, if you have that kind of a coffee maker, or ground. And honestly, we did that little video last week when Michelle and Diane were. And I'm not kidding. It's good. And even Michelle, who's kind of a coffee snob. As I say, coffee connoisseurs sort of are. She's kind of like a coffee snob. She even liked it. She said, wow, that's really good.
I did like it. It smelled great too.
So give it a try. You know, give it a try. I think it, you'll like it. So I don't see any other questions up there this morning. Heather, did you see anything else in the chat? I don't see any other questions up there.
I do not see any additional questions either, Dr. T.
So does anybody have any other questions? Because if not, we're going to close out for today. And I've got lots of business stuff I have to do today. And everybody's kind of busy. Anybody else have any questions they want to put into the Q&A or in the chat? I guess it's kind of a quiet week. I mean, it is Easter week. And I don't have any thoughts on methylene blue. I looked at it. I didn't really feel any need to investigate it any further at that time. So I really haven't taken a deep dive into that. You know, last week I mentioned that I didn't know much about structured water. And somebody, I'm blanking on their name, it's sitting upstairs on my kitchen counter, out of the generosity of their heart, sent me an entire book on structured water. So please don't send me a bunch of books on methylene blue. I mean, I think it's wonderful that people listen and they spend their own money and take their own time to send me stuff. But I get dozens of books from people out of the generosity and out of, you know, of their and love from their heart. That send me lots of books that I generally don't have time to read. So I don't know much about it. It's an old tile therapy. I know some people are hot on it. They think it's the best thing ever. I just have never used it in my practice. And since I'm not seeing patients right now, I didn't take the time to investigate it. So I wanted to say thank you for everybody. Who's our, let me see. Oh, a couple more. How to treat rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis, you need to look for the underlying cause. It's an autoimmune disease. So you need to look at what is causing that and cut out. First thing I would do is cut out all inflammatory foods. For sure, stop eating anything that isn't organic. Stop things that are highly inflammatory, like colas and things like that. But look at the underlying cause. There isn't just a magic bullet for rheumatoid arthritis. It's rather a complex process. But those are some simple places where you can start. Cut out non-organic foods and anything that's pro-inflammatory. We'll start with that, okay? So many are being diagnosed with atrial fib. Is this a result of the shots? Absolutely. Which is another thing I wanted to just sort of mention in brief. I saw it on Twitter. There was a tweet that RFK Jr. put out that apparently maybe ICANN had requested done a FOIA request with the CDC. Because the CDC put together a 148-page paper on myocarditis and other cardiac problems caused by the COVID shots. And when they got the document back, 148 pages, 100% of it, every single word was redacted. Can you believe that? The CDC is, you know, funded by our tax dollars. And when somebody bothers to go through the whole FOIA process to get a document from them, they say, okay, we sent it. But what they actually sent was 100% redacted. Every single word was blackened out. It's like looks like a black indelible marker that goes through everything. So you can't read any of it. That is our government transparency. So, you know, the first document that came out way back in 2021, I believe, from Pfizer was their first tranche of documents that came out. It listed 1,200 diagnoses and conditions that they knew before they even released the jab that were potentially that they could cause these side effects. So I have said for 3 years now, if anybody says, do you think the jab caused X, like fill in the blank? The answer is yes. Anything cardiac is absolutely yes. Are these results of the shots? Yes. myocarditis, hypertension, arrhythmias, heart attacks, strokes, those sorts of things? The answer is yes. So I'm not sure at this stage of the game why anybody would think otherwise, because it's unequivocally been documented. Am I familiar with ASEA redox signaling product that they use for cancer? I am not. I know it's a multi-level marketing product, and I looked at it at one point a long time ago, and I just passed on it. And when I say things like that, for all you guys that are listening, please don't just hammer me with a bunch of information. It's not, you know, it's kind of a waste of your time, because I'm not going to get to it. If you guys, just to give you an idea, I have 14 email addresses that are used for different things. And I have 4 different companies of things that I have to take care of every day. So even it's the best intentions, and thank you so much, and God bless you for thinking that I need to be educated on this and I'm going to send you this stuff, I'm probably not going to get to it. So I'm just being total transparent and total honesty about that. So thank you so much for the generosity of your heart. But I, you know, this ASEA redox signaling product, I don't know anything about it. And I did look at it a couple of years ago, and then for whatever reason, at that point in time, I decided to pass. Any thoughts on the eclipse? Oh, I have lots of thoughts on the eclipse. In fact, starting on April the 4th, which is the same day that we, you know, April's going to be a really busy month for us, because we've got the boot camp that's going on during the month of April. We've got another 4-part series that's coming up. We did the 4-part series on Bible eschatology with Dr. Justin Prock in February. I did Happy Hour with Dr. T through the month of March. And then in April, we're doing another 4-part series on living triumphantly in difficult times with one of my best friends. And actually, he wrote the foreword on my book, Brad Cummings. And he talked a lot about the eclipse. And, you know, there's a lot of information going around and going out there about, you know, that the eclipse goes through 8 cities named Nineveh, 1 in Nova Scotia and the other 7 in the United States. The last eclipse, I think it was in 2017, went through a bunch of cities named Salem, which are the shortened version of Jerusalem. And where the two points cross in southern Illinois is an area called Egypt, Little Egypt. It makes a tau and an alpha and a tau, which is the alpha and omega. It has, you know, so we really believe that this is God trying to give us a message. That, you know, that God can use the sun, the moon, the stars, and has for millennium, ever since he created them, to send us messages. And if you read the book of Jonah, you know, pull out your Bible and read the book of Jonah. It's very short. It's only 4 chapters. And it was really about, not only did Nineveh repent because Jonah came and told them that they had 30 days and God was going to completely obliterate them and destroy them. And the entire city of 120,000 people and all their animals, they went on a dry fast for 3 days, no food or water for 3 days, and repented and changed from their evil ways, and God spared them. And then Jonah was mad. He's like, he's kind of like the guy that's like, I want justice and I want to stamp them out. I don't want them to be saved. And God in his mercy saved them because they turned from their evil ways. Well, not only was this a story of Nineveh, of changing, turning from their evil ways, it was a story of Jonah, you know, learning that he needs to be forgiving of these people too and change his attitude and his mind, when he would just as soon, you know, rain hellfire and brimstone down on Nineveh and destroy it. So go read the book of Jonah. It's very short. It's actually very interesting. And if you read it from a good perspective. And so I think that God's calling his people to pray I think that there's there's not, in my opinion, and I don't know, I'm not prophetic. I don't know what God thinks. And, you know, I can only kind of say what I've read and what other people have told me, that this is kind of a prelude. This is like, I'm giving you a warning here, people, you people in the United States that have gone so far away from In God We Trust. And, you know, we, the people, and In God We Trust on our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and on our money and all these things, you've gone so far away from that. You've wandered away from God. You've closed your churches. You fell to fear instead of falling on your knees during COVID. Your pastors told people to go get the COVID shot, which they're going to have to stand in judgment for that. When they closed their churches on Sunday but opened their churches on Tuesday to make a shot clinic, because my wife's a nurse and she knows, you know, how many times do we hear that? How many times did they allow people wear masks into their congregation, a symbol of fear, into the middle of the congregation? I mean, and I could go on and on and on, which I have. You guys have probably heard me do these rants in the past. But I think this is, you know, sort of like a wake-up call. And then I'm a little concerned, and I'll say this just in closing. You know, we've got millions of people along this entire track. Cleveland, where I live, is supposed to be one of the best places to watch the eclipse. If it's not overcast and cloudy and rainy that day, I don't know. But when you've got millions of people who paid $5 for their little eclipse glasses to go and sit for hours, because this doesn't happen like in 2 minutes. I mean, it happens over an extended period of multiple hours. As everybody's looking up in the sky, what is our government going to pull on using Project Blue Beam and projecting things like leaping whales? Is this where they're going to introduce the alien event? You know, what are they going to do with that? I don't know. Maybe nothing. It's just something that crossed my mind thinking, what an opportune time for the nefarious people inside of our government and the World Economic Forum when they've got all eyes focused there, what are they going to do to change their reality? Or it's sort of like when everybody's focusing there, what's going to be happening over here that they're not paying attention to? So read up about it. Join us on April, starting on April 4th, where Michelle, can you show that little asset icon of Brad's upcoming 4-part series? Do you have that handy?
Series, yeah, one sec.
Yeah, of where this is going to be going for the next 4 weeks. We pre-record those just because of time and editing and making things go really, really well. We re-record a lot of our things in advance. In fact, the only two live shows I really do per week are this one and my Brideon show, because, you know, about a year and a half ago, we went to pre-recording because, you know, when you're doing interviews with people in different time zones and sometimes they're sitting in hotels and that they have a really slow up, you know, really slow up speed, you know, interview thing, that it doesn't work well, or it gets real staticky, or sometimes it drops off in the middle of the interview and they have to call back in. And so to make it a better experience for those that are watching and listening, it has just been a whole lot better to do the pre-recording. And I would say most podcasters do that these days. They pre-record episodes just because it's a better experience for the listener. Because of those things that I talked about, they drop off. The Zoom gets clicky. The upload speeds sometimes are not good when the person is sitting in South Korea or they're sitting, you know, in a hotel room somewhere doing that. So I pre-recorded these episodes with Brad. There we go. Becoming Triumphant Overcomers in Turbulent Times. It's that's the happy hour series that starts on April the 4th with one of my best friends in the whole wide world, Brad Cummings. We talk to each other on Signal or something almost every day, and it's amazing what we're going to be talking about. And the first part, the first and second part, we're going to be talking a lot about the eclipse and his take on the eclipse. I mean, Brad was a pastor for more than 20 years. He's the He wrote The Shack. He was the producer of The Shack, the movie, and he's now the executive editor of The Founder's Bible, which if you want to get a Founder's Bible, you can go to thefoundersbible.com. And when you check out, people ask me, did I get a leather bound or did I get a hardback bound? I got the hardback version of the Founder's Bible because it sits up in my shelf better than the leather version, which is a little bit more flexible. But if you use our affiliate code DRT, if you go to thefoundersbible.com, you can get a 25% discount on getting that. And now that it's Easter, and Mother's Day and Father's Day are coming up, it might be a good time to get somebody a Bible. I have lots of different, I have probably 8 different versions of the Bible in print. So you can see what the Founder's Bible is. You can get a 20 or 25% discount. And you might get multiple ones and put them in your closet. I don't know about you, but I buy stuff for Christmas all year long. When I see something that I think would be a cool present for somebody for Christmas, I have a closet in my upstairs guest bedroom where I put things in there for Christmas presents for next year. And so that, first of all, it takes off a lot of the stress, takes off a lot of the time, and it also takes off a little bit on your budget because you actually get to spread your money out over the course of the years you're buying presents for people. So anyways,
let you know, it's 25% off.
It's 25% off. Okay. So thanks for those extra questions that popped in there. And thank you for making it a little bit more interesting this morning. So
do you mind if I say something? I know that you're not going to say it, but I'm going to say it.
What's that?
A big old, I told you so. Because a second ago, well, a few minutes ago, you were talking about how they're now coming out with, oh, you know, this shot's caused this, and this shot's caused that, and no surprise. I'm going to say it because you won't. I told you so. In April of 2021, you released your first ebook of the 20 mechanisms of injury. And then the second I told you so in July with the 20 more. And then again, and that was 2021. And then again, when you did the update in September of 2022. And now that you just released them again with Mike Adams. And we're going to do a Q&A coming up for all those who bought that course. So a big old, I told you so, because you had said it before it was even released by the big old Pfizer. So there we go.
Well, yeah, I probably wouldn't have said that, but thank you for saying it, Michelle. Yeah. And so do you have the link of where people can go and get that 40 mechanism of injury from Mike Adams' site?
Yep. Let me pull that up.
Because he promoted that. And we actually talked about that a little bit last night on the show with Twyla Braze, last night on my Brighton show, when she was talking about there was a Harvard professor that just got fired for not taking the COVID jabs. You know, this whole lawsuit that just got settled about ivermectin that the FDA has egg on its face and had to pull down all of its tweets and all of its messaging against ivermectin that was part of the court settlement. It didn't go far enough. Few people should have been arrested or charged with practicing medicine without a license. COVID isn't over, people, you know, because you only see a few silly people. I'll save my expletives walking around with masks. Still, I see them on the airplane and see them in the airport. I was at the grocery store yesterday and the checkout people all had on masks. I couldn't believe it. None of the customers did. Everybody was walking through the store, you know, doing their grocery shopping, and 3 out of the 5 checkout people had on their grody cloth. They were dirty. You could see it. Dirty cloth masks, you know, and COVID isn't over. They're now talking about starting testing again out in on the West Coast. They're now talking about wanting to ramp up the measles vaccine because they have 45 reported cases, 45 reported cases of measles in California. When I heard that number, it made me wonder how many people died that weekend in car accidents in California on that weekend in California. More than 45, I'm pretty sure, but 45 cases of a fever, a cough, a rash, some runny nose, and that goes away in 10 days and leaves a lifetime of immunity. Measles is not a deadly infection. It's not. The death rate of measles was 2 in 1,000,000 the year before, the measles vaccine came out in 1963. So we could be going on and on about that. We're out of time. We're actually over our time this morning. So I want to thank everybody who came and joined us me this morning here for Morning Coffee with Dr. T. I really enjoy this. I enjoy having conversations and answering your questions and bring you up to speed about that. So I really enjoy these Tuesday mornings. And so thank you so much for being here. I know it's Holy Week. A lot of people are traveling. A lot of people are on vacation. A lot of kids are on spring break. Teachers are on spring break. So I really appreciate everybody being here. You know, tonight is happy hour with Dr. T with one of our authors that'll be here tonight. And so I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible that I close with all of my either live or pre-registered, pre-recorded, podcasts, which is Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything. Think about everything that's happening this week. Actually, read my Substack from Saturday about, you know, it's called Happiness Hacks, so that you can think about some happy things and then give, you know, think about the real physical things that our Lord went through this entire week up until the crucifixion on Friday and the glorious resurrection on Sunday. So thank you for being here this morning. Stick around for a couple of extra announcements. We'll see you the same place, same time next week. Thank you for being here. Have a good week, everybody. Goodbye and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly /gold/silver/DRT.